I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe celebrated its 27th birthday last week, but the deteriorating situation has citizens in a grim mood. Bible League's Moya Katawi says the church in Africa is growing, but due to poverty, lacks Bibles. Their main project is a scripture placement program. However, the worsening state of affairs is hampering their growth.
Since we cannot go freely out in the suburb and the many other areas, we're not able to go and observe some of the Bible studies that were conducted in the villages because, again, it's not safe out there. Also, because of the political situation, the economic situation has, again, grown worse.
Next, Indian women walked days to attend a recent conference for pastors' wives. They took time to pray, share, and learn from Moe Padidi of Bibles for the World.
They had never been acknowledged, so to speak. And so here we gave them a special recognition. We love them. We reminded them how important their lives are for the Lord and for their husbands' ministries.
Pray that the women will be an encouragement to their husbands. And the Southern Baptist International Mission Board of Trustees are excited to report that the 2006 Lottie Moon Christmas Missions offering is projected to exceed the goal of $150 million, which would be a record. The offering's named for Missionary Moon and her evangelistic legacy. It continues to help send and support missionaries in their work. Southern Baptist President Jerry Rankin urges the church to embrace change globally because it's opening many doors for the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. M&N is now being delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. Type your email address in the bottom and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.